The Adelaide Cabaret Festival may have just finished up, but if you're still itching for more cabaret and burlesque shows, then you're in luck. A new burlesque and jazz club has just opened in the Adelaide CBD. Featuring a jazz band, a swimming pool, burlesque performances and some vintage decor, 1910 is a must-go for any fans of the vaudeville and more. That's if you can find the secret entrance. Manager and burlesque performer Fiona Smith joins us in the studio now to tell us more about the venue and her fascination with burlesque. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what inspired 1910?
I guess for me, I've been a performer my whole life. Started dancing when I was about four. And kind of as I was growing up here, I got a little bit bored with the tameness of the scene in Adelaide. So started producing cabaret shows during Fringe. And then last year I had the opportunity to go to New York. And, oh, like blew my mind away. I know everyone says it, New York is incredible, but it was insane, absolutely insane. I have never had a stronger response from audiences. And we knew no one, and it was so much better than all of my friends in Adelaide. So the inspiration kind of really drew from my time in New York, for sure.
So what about the name? Where does 1910 and Mr. Minsky's come from?
So 1910 is basically because 1910 to 1940 was when kind of burlesque took off in New York after its kind of debut in the Victorian times in about 1860. So that was when it kind of kicked off to see more what as we know as burlesque today. And Minsky's, the reason why it's Mr. Minsky's Burlesque and Jazz Club, is there was a brand of burlesque called the Minsky's Burlesque, which was four brothers that kind of claimed to have started striptease by a wardrobe malfunction. You know, none of us were there, so whether we know that's true or not, but that's what history kind of states. So, yeah, that's kind of where that came from.
Isn't that classic fashion? A bunch of men taking...
Oh, of course. I am not surprised in the slightest. But
taking credit.
Of course they're taking credit, but the women are definitely the focal point.
Now, you're a performer yourself, as you said, and you've performed all your life. So how did you start out sort of performing, and when did it sort of transition into burlesque?
Well, I started with the usual, excuse me, ballet. Oh, God, dear, that morning croak. I started with ballet, jazz, tap, kind of the usual way back in England, where I'm actually from. And then when I moved to Australia, just kind of continued with that whole train, and then was exposed to Fringe. Now, I come from Brighton in the UK, which is obviously a very lavish kind of, you know, gay pride and an incredible artistic city. And Adelaide really spoke out to me, especially during Fringe time for that. And I was really bored with my normal kind of dance competitions and, yay, we dance at school. And I was like, nah, I'm sick of this. I'm going to go straight in and I'm going to produce a cabaret show. And I'd never even really done burlesque. I'd done a lot of showgirl stuff, you know, like Moulin Rouge inspired stuff, but I'd never really done burlesque. And then here I am, you know, in front of like, you know, like a rip it up in the audience, wearing nipple tassels that have like slid off, you know. It kind of just went really crazy, really fast. And then to a year later, performing in New York. So, yeah, I guess I've been dancing my whole life, but the burlesque side of it just kind of came naturally.
And so it just instantly sort of spoke to you in that
way?
Yeah,
for me, I love jazz, and the connection of jazz music felt really natural to do burlesque too. So it was the only kind of way I could connect with jazz that was, you can't really do ballet to jazz, it just doesn't feel right. So yeah, just all kind of merged together and worked well.
Now, as you said, in those early days of burlesque, it was really seen as quite risque, quite, you know,
100%.
Something to be kept to the dark alleys and the shadows and
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, especially during Prohibition.
Where do you think the perception is now with burlesque?
Oh, it's definitely a lot more open, and it's received a lot better by, I would say, most people. In saying that, I've still had, you know, I had a couple in New York walk out of the theatre because they were offended by my nipple tassels.
Would they not know what show they were going
to? Well, this is what I mean. I mean, my cover photo was pretty obvious as well, but I guess that's just people. I think there's a big group that don't know what burlesque really means, but we're seeing the word come up so often in, you know, from like just, oh, it's a cabaret show. No, it's a burlesque show. But is that singing? Is that dancing? Is that nudity? It's getting there, but it's still not as, I guess, understood as what I see it as.
I'm speaking with manager and burlesque performer Fiona Smith about the newly opened burlesque jazz bar and burlesque club at 1910. Well, let's maybe take a step back for anyone who maybe isn't familiar with burlesque or has seen the, you know, the word thrown around a lot. How would you perceive burlesque, what would you say it is?
For me, the only true definition of burlesque is tease. So whether that means nudity or not, originally burlesque actually comes from the word burla in Italian, which means like mockery or to make a joke of. So burlesque actually started as like the vaudeville, you know, parody styles of stuff. And we've shifted a lot from that, but it's still kind of, it's all about that tease and the comical kind of effect of it, as opposed to the strip level. Although, and that's where we get cross between that line of stripping and then just tease. For me, if I could, you know, you can tease anyone without removing any clothes or even leaving a chair, you know. For me, the only true definition is to tease and, you know, tantalize the audience.
And how has maybe burlesque as an art form changed recently, do you think?
I guess it's changed a lot with... Well, for me, the biggest change would have been seeing someone like Dita Von Teese, when she started performing back in 1992, kind of really open up the world to burlesque again. And she brought back that kind of fetish side and the underground element of burlesque into the mainstream, and then with the internet and everything kind of just blew up.
So is it, yeah, is it sort of maybe trying to sit somewhere between an art form and then still feel risky at the same time?
I would say so, yeah. It still needs to have that risque element to it, otherwise it's not going to be true burlesque. But it's definitely 100% an art form. There are so many ways, you know. I've done aerial stuff on burlesque, and that itself is exhausting and fire, and there are so many artful, skillful elements to it, but... It's a very fine line between people's perception of just stripping.
Now let's speak about what's going to be happening at 1910. There'll be weekly performances of jazz and burlesque. So what's the sort of plan?
So the plan is every Thursday will always be live jazz with our house jazz band Blind Tiger, which is also actually another word for speakeasy. And then Friday, Saturday will be live burlesque. And the Saturdays will probably have a little 3 or 4 piece burlesque and jazz together, so they can feed off each other's energy and improvise, I guess, truly to what it would have been originally without, you know, choreography and edited music and all of this kind of stuff, but just raw artistic connection.
And again, I think people maybe, as we were speaking about before, who aren't within the scene, who aren't familiar, they may not be aware that there is sort of burlesque performers here. There is this whole scene here. So will there be a lot of like local representation?
100%. I really want... You know, I'm going to start holding, you know, it's only just got the word out, so I really want the Adelaide burlesque ladies to really start getting in contact and showing their expression for, I want this to be a creative hub for everyone in Adelaide. I want people to feel, not only from interstate and overseas, that they can come and see the incredible talent we have here more than just two, you know, fringe seasons a year, essentially. It's going to be a regular place that we can, you know, showcase the incredible talent we have that often gets overlooked because, you know, we're little old Adelaide.
And as a punter, if people want to head down to 1910, how can they find it?
So they can find it on the rooftop of 143 Hindley Street. So it's got a little bit of a hidden entrance. We share a lobby with another venue, but there is a cheeky little sign out the front. So as long as you look for 1910 down by 143 Hindley Street, you'll find it.
I'm sure if you're keen enough, you'll be able to find the entrance.
Absolutely. It's all about the mystery.
Well, Fiona, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My absolute pleasure.
Burlesque performer and bar manager Fiona Smith there speaking about 1910, a new burlesque and jazz bar that's just opened up in the CBD.